Welcome back to Moving Business Forward from Hot Topics. Thanks for joining us again for our series that is dedicated to sharing insights from the leaders and decision makers in the Chattanooga area. Tim Pearsant will be our guest for this edition of Moving Business Forward. Tim is the founder and president of Chattanooga Whiskey. In this edition of the podcast, you'll hear how Tim and his team took Chattanooga Whiskey from the beginnings of an idea to the reality of becoming a recognizable brand name. Tim also shares with our listeners how Chattanooga Whiskey has expanded its operation to include tours of the company's facilities, which has made Chattanooga Whiskey one of the top tourist attractions in the Chattanooga area. For this edition of Moving Business Forward, we visited Chattanooga Whiskey a few weeks ahead of the company's 10th anniversary. Tim was very gracious with his time, taking Greg Thompson, the executive producer of Pod Topics, on a walking tour of Chattanooga Whiskey's distillery operation and event hall located on Riverfront Parkway. Now let's hand it off to Greg and Tim for our walking tour of Chattanooga Whiskey on this edition of Moving Business Forward.
So take me on a tour.
All right, let's do it.
We're going to walk through the facility. What a great space. It was like it was built for this operation, but it's got quite a history.
Yeah, it was originally a car dealership. Chattanooga Whiskey took it over in 2017, so we've been operating here. This March will be 5 years. It was the Newton Chevy dealership at the corner of MLK and Riverfront Parkway. It's about 50,000 square feet, and it does feel like it was customized for our operation.
When you and I talked before the interview, you told me an interesting story about one of the family members that came back to the facility.
Yeah, Grant Law and his father were the owners of Newton Chevrolet and brought Grant through the facility after we built it. It was a very proud moment for me. It seemed like a very proud moment for him as well. I wasn't quite sure how he would feel about his beloved car dealership turning into a whiskey distillery. But it turns out that his father's nickname was Hobby, and it was because his hobby was drinking bourbon. So we nicknamed our still Hobby.
How about that?
Yeah, it was pretty cool.
You know, we drive by here and I'm like going, well, I wonder what they could put in here. Never thought it could be this.
Yeah, it's really cool that we were able to repurpose this facility in such a cool, unique part of downtown.
One of the things, folks, is that I wish you could take in the smell of this right now. We're in the barrel room or...
Correct, yes. And we get about 5% evaporation a year in here. So that's what we call the smell of money evaporated into the air.
And the thing about it is it's got to be fun to come to work when you've got this aroma around.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, no, we definitely love what we make. So we enjoy the smells.
You just can't love it too much.
Depends on what your definition of moderation is.
Very good. So we're now transitioning into another part of the operation. We've got wrapped boxes here, Chattanooga Whiskey. This is the only Tennessee high malt whiskey, and it's underlined by saying only.
That's correct.
Tell us a little bit about this part of the operation.
Yeah, so that is our differentiator. We coined and trademarked the only Tennessee high malt out of the experimental distillery. When we began producing our own liquid in 2015, we began producing bourbon that was high in specialty malted grains. That has always been our differentiator since we started producing in 2015. And because of that, because every recipe we created is a minimum of 25% in specialty malts, we coined a trademark Tennessee High Malt. So we're not Tennessee whiskey. That means that we don't do the Lincoln County process, which means that we don't filter the distillate off the still through a sugar maple charcoal vat. But we are a bourbon, so we are greater than 51% corn. We do age in new American white oak barrels for greater than 2 years. We do all the other requirements in order to produce bourbon. But we do go beyond that within the American whiskey sphere. For example, we have American malts, American single malts, American rye malts. But again, all in American whiskey, primarily bourbon, and all under our own unique high specialty malt style that we call Tennessee High Malt.
How did you figure all of this out?
I'm a parrot, so I just listen to the experts around me, and they make really great product. We have a production team of 10, some outstanding, talented individuals that learned the distilling process from the ground up through the experimental distillery and then transitioned over to the Riverfront distillery. We still have a couple of distillers that actually specialize in the experimental distilling process, so they run that operation over there. But Grant McCracken is our head distiller and our chief product officer, and he has a brewing background. His specialty has been brewing with specialty malts, so he brought that concept to Chattanooga Whiskey when we established the experimental distillery in 2015.
So we're in the distribution area. How much product do you move, say, a month, 6 months, a year?
Yeah, so Chattanooga Whiskey's had significant growth since we were founded in 2011. In 2019, when we officially transitioned over from what was our sourced bourbon in distribution over to 100% Chattanooga Whiskey made that was produced here at Riverfront, which again was inspired by all the recipes we have been creating over Experimental. It's worth noting that Experimental, we produce about 50 barrels a year over there, but that's not a lot compared to what we distribute. So we really keep that product exclusively at Experimental, and then it informs what we're doing over at Riverfront. So it's just an R&D lab and a tourist attraction. But over at Riverfront, we are able to produce upwards of 3,000 plus barrels a year, which is the equivalent of about 120,000 to 140,000 six-pack cases a year. It's a lot of whiskey.
It is.
For a craft bourbon, that is. I think it's worth mentioning. I would say that we're on the larger side of the small craft guys, but we're nowhere near as big as the big guys.
And I was going to say, you're not trying to be Jim Beam or Jack Daniels.
No. No, we're not. We are always going to be a small batch, small craft distillery. Although, it's been pretty fun to be able to expand our growth and distribution into 14 states and carry the Chattanooga name in a really unique fashion, what I would say is a very high quality fashion. Revive the history of what was once popular in Chattanooga pre-Prohibition and then do it our own way. So kind of that combination of progression and tradition. But Chattanooga Whiskey has grown into a sizable craft brand, and it's been awesome to watch it happen.